I'm sorry, I get excited when I hear this song. And we are bringing you a new segment. I believe we debuted it last week, correct?
People loved it, Wendy.
Yeah, but we keep trying to come up with the perfect name, and I think we've come up with a new name for this segment.
We have to run it past Brent Sopel, who joins us right now on the phone. Brent, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fine. Now, here's the situation. We had to change the name of the segment. Legal reasons. Had to change the name of the segment. We came up with a name that we like, but then Wendy this morning came up with what might be a better name. It's up to you. We're going to leave it up to you, okay?
Well, why me?
Well, because it's
your segment.
Star. You're the star.
Women always win, right?
Not me.
Not always, but 99.9% of the time, yeah. Yeah. All right, so one of them is Sopel Says, which is, it says it all. You're here, you're talking hockey with us. Sopel Says is really nice, right?
It's got a good ring.
It's got a nice ring. And then Wendy came up with one today. What do you think of this? Wendy, go ahead.
Don't drop the Sopel. I think we'll go with the first one.
I think I'm going to have to overrule you on this one.
See? Women
but
are not always
right. The
Lever
Brothers want to sponsor this. They want in.
All right. The segment is called Sopel Says with Brent Sopel. It's sponsored by Coors Light. Coors Light believes every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Climb on. Brent, I was just at the last game when the Blackhawks played the Philadelphia Flyers, whom they are playing again tomorrow night. Why do they meet Philadelphia again so quickly?
You know, it's all about the schedule makers. They put these big balls and they just kind of let it bounce. The schedule makers have, it's not definitely one of the hardest jobs to do. You know, you're trying to schedule 31 teams and in a lot of buildings like United Center when you have other concerts and NBA going on there. So sometimes it happens that way, and there's sometimes where you play one team in October and you may not see another team till it's April or just once in the year. So schedules made it that way, but it's always a good rivalry playing Philadelphia. Obviously, I've beaten them in 2010, so it's always a good feeling going back into Philadelphia after 2010.
A nice little shutout last Wednesday
against Philadelphia,
and then double shutouts. And then what happened?
Well, Corey Crawford, has been outstanding. He stands on a pedestal. There's only a few other goalies in the league right now. Well, Corey Crawford obviously personally won two Stanley Cups. He was part of the 2010, with the Black Aces. So having three rings, there's only two other goaltenders in the NHL currently that have one other one. That's Marc-Andre Fleury has three rings with Pittsburgh. Two other active goalies is Matt Murray and Jonathan Quick, who have two Stanley Cups. So he's an elite goalie. And he's finally getting some recognition on, how good he is. He's been getting overshadowed for many years.
Amen to that.
Because, we've had such great teams for so long that, he's been overshadowed. But he's finally getting, the recognition that that he deserves. And, his shadow streak was, obviously was going for a long time. And he just he needs a little more run support by, the other players in front of him. He's doing his job. Now we just need everybody else to step up a little bit more.
Brent, I know that you weren't a goalie, but being an NHL player, I know you understand this. Sometimes as a player, you just get into a groove where it seems like every move you make is the right make. What's the mindset of a player when they're going through a streak like that?
Yeah, it's the biggest thing is confidence. On the good side or on the bad side. Now, if you're struggling, basically you don't have any confidence. And when you don't have any confidence, you're not going to do good things. And when you get in that groove like Corey Crawford was, or, go back to a couple of years ago when, Patrick Kane won the scoring title, everything he touched went in, getting a point in 26 games, you have confidence. That tank of confidence is full. It's something that's not easy to fill up, but when it's there, it feels pretty good. And, Corey plays pretty active. He gets out, he plays the puck. When he's doing those things, he's challenging shooters. Obviously, he gives the Blackhawks the best chance to win.
It is amazing to watch his saves, and I really hate how everybody goes against Corey Crawford when a game is lost. They always blame him, but right now he's the one keeping them afloat. As you mentioned, the rest of the players have to do their job as well.
Oh yeah, there's absolutely. You know, it's you know, being a goaltender, it's you know, it's a tough position. You can you can be on top, and you know, let one bad goal in, then you can be the GOAT. So you know, a lot of fans got to find somebody to pick on, and obviously I was a target for many years, so I know how it is. But Corey's done his job to this point in time. He's given the team, every time he's been in the net, he's given them an opportunity to win. So you know, when you look at who's playing, who's not going, and who's not doing their job, you know, Corey Crawford definitely can look in the mirror and say, you know, to this point in time, I've done my job each and every time I've been on the ice.
Brent, I don't know if this is final yet, but it was alluded to yesterday that the 2019 Winter Classic will be between the Blackhawks and the Bruins. They'll play it at Notre Dame. What is it about outdoor hockey that just makes it somehow even a little bit more exciting? What's going on there?
Yeah, I know. It's you know, obviously you saw that report also, and you know, if that comes to fruition, that'll be a lot of fun. You know, they started playing these outdoor games. It goes back to the childhood. You know, obviously, you know, in Canada, there's an outdoor rink at every school, so you're out in the outdoor rinks, or you're you know, playing on the ponds or whatever. It's got an atmosphere like a kid going back to growing up, and when you can go out there and play in a football stadium, I think, you know, Notre Dame holds 80 or 85,000. You know, we only play in front of, you know, 20,000, 22,000. So to have the ability to go out there and play in front of a crowd like that, you know, being the Winter Classic game when there's no other game, you're the main attraction of that day. Blackhawks have been pretty fortunate to be a part of, you know, a couple of them already. So if this is true, which usually, you know, it will come when the NHL finally does release it. I'm looking forward to that game again. You know, original six with Boston, you know, beating them in the final also just adds a little more atmosphere and excitement to that game.
The NHL loves the Blackhawks to participate in these outdoor games, don't they?
Well, you know, you talk about markets, you talk about TV markets. You know, when you've won three Stanley Cups the way the, you know, Blackhawks have, you tend to lean to teams that that are going to drive that revenue. You know, this is, you know, unfortunately, everybody, this is a sport, but not to the NHL and not to the Blackhawks. It's a business. And, you know, you got to take a look at all those business driving revenues. And when you put a team in there like Blackhawks, you know, you watch any other game, every stadium they go, it's full of Blackhawks jerseys. So they travel well. They got a big fan base. They know that they're going to drive revenues, you know, through the roof compared to, you know, some of the other teams.
And to get it more exciting, NBC wants the Hawks to play the cast of This Is Us. That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Everyone will cry.
Yeah. Well, This Is Us is a great show. You know, I really like it.
Oh, I love it.
I had a good time and a place. I don't see that going hand in hand.
All right.
Brent Sopel's on the line with us, and a new segment called Sopel Says. Now, Captain Jonathan Toews has had a bit of a dry spell. Last Wednesday, he scored a goal. He got an assist in the next game. How important is it for the captain to deliver? Does that help the other team members work a little harder?
Well, you know, Jonathan Toews is a guy that, you know, plays the game hard, you know, 200-foot game. He plays at all situations. He's one of the best face-off guys. You know, he's usually up around close to 60%. So he does everything the way he needs to. But, yeah, you know, when you're getting salaries that him and Patrick Kane are getting, you definitely need some offense from him. But, you know, he does his job. And when he's out there, you know he's going to give his effort every time. But it's not only him. You know, it's up and down the lineup. You need contributions, you know, from everybody. You know, you brought Patrick Sharp in. He's only got 4 points. We all obviously know that, you know, he's -6 right now. We need him to, you know, put some points on the board and do a little bit more. You know, Nismas only got 7 points. So he can go up and down the line. Nick Schmaltz, you know, came out of the gate really well, but he only has 11 points. You know, that injury kind of set him back. Guys like that, you know, we used to be a one-line team, and you can't win that way. You need contributions from everybody, from the first line through the fourth line, and the D's put up big numbers. So we need some of those. Duncan Keith doesn't have a goal yet, so he's got 8 assists. So need a little bit from him. We need a little bit more from everybody in the back end also.
I love Duncan Keith. I think he does a great job. And a lot of times it seems like the Blackhawks don't warm up till later in the season, but we got to warm up a little quicker.
Well, absolutely. It's been a team for last number of years that, we knew exactly where what they had to do and when they could turn it on and when they couldn't turn it off. But, this year, it's a different story. You take a look at Nashville, obviously losing in the final last year. They just went made a trade for Kyle Turris out of Ottawa the other day. So Nashville is a deep team. You take a look at the St. Louis Blues this year. They're one of the best teams in the NHL right now. Won again last night, 3-1 in New Jersey. So, Winnipeg Jets are a team that is finally putting the right foot forward. So it's not easy. The Western Conference and the NHL, it's a battle every single night, and you can't take any points off. You put yourself in a position where you got to jump 2, 3, 4, 5 teams to try and make that playoff spot. It makes it very tough. So, every 2 points is crucial, starting with tomorrow night in Philadelphia to finally get the ball rolling and, you rattle off 3 or 4 wins and, get that good feeling going again.
Hawks and Flyers tomorrow night. It's a 6 o'clock start. Should be a good one. They have identical records, 7-6-2, so we're all looking forward to it. Brent, thanks for spending some time with us. Greatly appreciated.
Anytime. Thanks, Ed.
That's Brent Sopel, everybody.
Don't drop the Sopel.
Do not drop the Sopel. He didn't seem as thrilled with it as we had thought.
What, you always blame me. You should say we came to this conclusion as a team that, right. We're going to... It's Sopel Says. That's what we're calling it from now on. Sponsored by Coors Light. Coors Light believes every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Climb on.